The saint whose feast we celebrate today is a very important saint for the history of the Church, for the history of the Catholic faith. Saint Irenaeus of Lyon. Now, Saint Irenaeus was born in Asia Minor, in the vicinity of Smyrna. And of course, that leads us to his importance. The Bishop of Smyrna, who also was a martyr, a very glorious and wonderful martyr, was a disciple of the evangelist St. John, the beloved disciple. And it's very possible that as a little boy, St. Irenaeus met also St. John the evangelist. But anyway, the saint of which I speak, St. Polycarp of Smyrna. And he is the second generation of bishops and Catholics. St. John the Evangelist was from the original, the apostles of Christ and disciples of Christ. And then he transmitted the faith. He baptized St. Polycarp, who eventually was to die an atrocious death, a glorious but atrocious death, for the sake of the gospel. In the meantime, the little boy, Irenaeus, listened to perhaps St. John, but mostly, we know, to St. Polycarp. And eventually, not only was he a Catholic, but also was ordained a priest. And then he was sent, and of course, we are all sent. Missi sumus. And part of the liturgy. At the end of Mass, we say, Ite missa est. And that very much, very likely goes back to the first centuries when you, the congregation, the people of God, are sent. Missa est, in the plural. Missus, missi, missa, when it's in the neutral tense. So, we are all sent. St. Irenaeus was sent. And he went to France, and there he became, he served as a priest, and eventually a catechist of the Diocese of Lyon, and he succeeded the Bishop of Lyon. In the meantime, he taught, and he wrote, and he wrote. Unfortunately, since the main language of the Church at that time was still Greek, a lot of what he wrote has disappeared. Only one thing that he wrote do we have. Now, we may have a sermon or other, but the most important thing in the liturgy of today, the prayers of today, refer to it when they speak about the heretics. Because St. Irenaeus, that was his main thing. And his main work that is difficult for most, but it's also very interesting, is Adversus Heresis, against the heresies or the heretics, which we still have, and in Latin at that. There may be some translations in English, I don't know. But it's a magnificent work. And then eventually, he too succumbed to become a martyr and gave his life for Christ. And so we are sent. And we are sent to give our lives for Christ, to spread the faith and to give our lives for Christ. In the time of St. Irenaeus, the second century, and he died about 188, the main heresy, which took the whole century to eliminate from the Church, and it began in the first century and continued in the second century, was the heresy of Gnosticism, which the heresiarch in Rome, Marcion, taught. Marcionism, I remember when I was in the seminary, one of the treatises that I wrote against was Marcion. And Marcion denied just about everything. And this also reminds us of the very, very important fact of the faith of our church, because we continuously call Mary the destructress of all heresies. Well, Marcion and some of his Gnostic friends, and I think, I don't remember which of the fathers was, I don't think it was St. Irenaeus, he ran into Marcion in the street in Rome, and Marcion was full of himself. Most heretics are very proud. He was full of himself. And so he looked at him, you know, like, who are you? And Marcion says, do you not know who I am? Who are you are talking to? And whoever it was, maybe St. Irenaeus says, yes, you are the son of Satan. And he took off. Eventually, Marcion would be eliminated altogether. So this goes back, the history of our faith goes back to Christ and the apostles and their first successors and their second successors. St. Irenaeus is of the third generation, which shows us that the faith, the Catholic Church, goes down. It is tradition. It is handed down. That's what tradition means. Handed down from Christ to the apostles, to their disciples, to their disciples, to their disciples, all the way down to us. And hopefully to some of these young men that are here who may follow Christ in the fullness, or at least part of the priesthood. Maybe one of them will be a bishop, and then he will have the fullness of the priesthood. But all of these things are one, and it is our wonderful Catholic faith that we have, that we cherish, that we love, and for which we ought to be willing and ready to die, as St. Polycarp was, as St. Irenaeus was, and as so many, many others did. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.